Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 5 to 7. Isaiah said, "It's all over. I'm doomed, for I am a sinful man." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal he'd taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. He touched my lips with it, and he said, "See, this coal has touched your lips. Now your guilt is removed, and your sins are forgiven." I'm sure you've had the experience of cleaning a window with great care. The last smudge has been removed and you're convinced you've done an excellent job. And then you sit down and see the sunlight streaming in and you can't believe how dirty and smudgy it still looks. That was Isaiah's experience in these verses. He came into the presence of a holy God and the brilliant light of God's presence shone on the inadequacies and failings of his life. He felt doomed. His predicament seemed completely hopeless, but it wasn't. God did for Isaiah what he could never have done for himself. He forgave him. Isaiah recognized that he had filthy lips and lived amongst a people with filthy lips. And so the seraphim touched them with a burning coal from the altar. His guilt was removed and his sins forgiven. His life was transformed from one of hopelessness and defeat to one in which he would be able to carry God's word to his people. Forgiveness was the turning point in Isaiah's life. That's the experience of every Christian. Until we come to the point of recognizing our sin and seeking God's forgiveness, we will inevitably be weighed down by our sin and guilt. Only God can set us free, and he does so by removing our sins from us. As David put it in Psalm 103, "He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west." Let me pray with you. Holy God, we worship you and praise you for your love for us. We recognize our need of your forgiveness and thank you for your willingness to set us free from our sin. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.